This is VOA News, the remote. I'm Jeff Custer. A Russian government spokesperson said Tuesday the government is watching with great concern following a U.S. move to put 8,500 troops on alert for possible deployment to Eastern Europe. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters Tuesday that the United States is escalating tensions in the crisis along the Russian-Ukraine border. U.S. President Joe Biden met virtually Monday with key European leaders to discuss the ongoing threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. After hosting the secure video call with allied leaders from Europe, the European Union, and NATO, Biden told reporters he had an extremely good meeting, and there was total agreement among all the European leaders. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's office released a statement that supported Biden's summation, saying the leaders agreed on the importance of international unity in the face of the growing Russian hostility. Biden has not decided whether to move U.S. military equipment and personnel closer to Russia, but White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in advance of the meeting, the United States has always said we'd support allies in the eastern flank of budding Russia. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin placed 8,500 U.S. military personnel on high alert of being dispatched to Eastern Europe, where most of them would be activated as part of a NATO response force if Russia invades Ukraine. South Korea's military reports North Korea launched a pair of cruise missiles early Tuesday, its fifth missile test of the new year. The missiles were fired from an inland area and landed in the sea off Korea's east coast, South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reported. South Korea's military confirmed the launch in a message to VOA, saying authorities are still conducting a detailed analysis. So far this year, North Korea has fired a total of 8 missiles during 5 separate launch events. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is condemning Sunday's murder of a Mexican journalist, the third in that country just this year. Lourdes Maldonado Lopez was found shot to death in her car outside her home in the northern city of Tijuana. Her death came just days after she won a lawsuit against media outlet owner and former Baja California State Governor Jaime Bonilla. Bonilla was elected as a member of President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador's political party. Maldonado accused Bonilla of unfair labor practices after she was fired from his company. She personally appealed for President Lopez Obrador's help during one of his daily news briefings that year because she feared for her life. Human rights groups have called Mexico one of the world's most dangerous countries for journalists. Mexican human rights organizations say Maldonado was a veteran journalist who covered corruption and politics for several news outlets. They say she was registered in Baja California's protection program for journalists after she was targeted with previous attacks for her work. Australian health officials say nearly 24 sailors have tested positive for COVID on an Australian military ship, bringing much-needed aid to Tonga following its devastating volcano eruption last week. The news raises concerns they could bring COVID-19 to a Pacific nation that has so far managed to avoid any outbreaks. Australian officials said 23 crew members were infected on the HMAS Adelaide, which left Brisbane Friday. Australian Defence Minister Peter Dutton said his government is working closely with Tongan authorities to keep the ship at sea and make sure there is no threat to Tonga's 105,000 residents. He said many of the supplies the ship had been carrying were offloaded and disinfected so they could be delivered in a timely fashion. Tongan authorities have been wary about accepting international aid, saying it could usher in a bigger disaster than the huge eruption of an undersea volcano 10 days ago. Since the pandemic began, Tonga has reported just a single case of COVID and has avoided any outbreaks. It is one of the few countries in the world currently completely virus-free. Officials in Indonesia say at least 19 people were killed in a fire late Monday in a West Papua Province nightclub, following a clash that broke out between two rival groups inside the building. In a briefing, a provincial police spokesman told reporters when the clash broke out, the two groups fought using machetes, arrows, and Molotov cocktails. One of the victims died in the clash, and 18 others died in the fire. Police are still investigating whether the fire was intentionally set or was accidental. A spokesman said police officials were also meeting with leaders of the two groups in an effort to avoid future conflicts. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.